Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Job.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Job.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. Yeah, I know. You find out what's going on, right? Search for the truth. You find out what's going on, and once you get informed, then you can go speak to people. Then you can give them the information, right? And again, like I said to you, a lot of times you'll have them stuck there. Won't even know what to say or how to deal with you because most people aren't informed at all. I'm not saying you have to have all the information. You have to have a clue as to what's going on everywhere. But take that minute or so, few minutes, to do a little research to find out what's going on. Right? So you can speak intelligently to these things. We need you to. You can't be an ideologue. You can't be just screaming what the party wants you to scream. No good. Doesn't help anybody. Before we get rolling, before I go to the phones, I thought I'd have a little bit of fun here. Okay? Because I love how they're calling Trump racist. They call him that. You never hear anything about the Bidens. Not a word. Right? I mean, if you think about the thuggery that the Bidens do, the Biden family is. And I'm a guy that grew up in a mafia neighborhood. All right? This is a mafia family. Take a listen. Maybe. Never works the first time. You already know that. So, Biden...
And in Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. So, I'm not joking.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street.
They're going to put you all back in chains. Look, we need to reform the criminal justice to make sure black mothers feel confident when they send their child, their son out on the street.
You know what's funny about this? No, seriously. They wouldn't touch. He was one of the officers to put more young black kids in jail than any other. And when they came to these people, Hillary Clinton and him, the black community looking for help, they wouldn't meet with them. They wouldn't give them the help they needed.
Their son out on the street, it's going to be safe. We got to recognize that kid wearing a hoodie may very well be the next poet laureate and not a gangbanger.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
And if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black...
Bless America. We need a lot of help. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Dave from California. You want to talk about Trump the Mafia Man or something, right?
Oh, Well, if you want to. I'm just reading what the thing says, I'm sure. Have you read the indictment yet?
I have read parts of it, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty quick read. You know,
yeah,
it's only
I read parts of it because it's according to even experts on the left side, it's a bunch of hooey. So why would I waste my time reading toilet paper? But go ahead.
Well, if you start it, it starts off almost the first paragraph. On election day, Trump lost, and he knew he lost. And then he figured out a week or so later that if he pretended to win, that he could actually make a whole bunch of money.
Is that what he said?
That's what the indictment says.
Yeah, well, because we know indictments from, especially, right, from grand juries are always right on, Dave, aren't they?
The name
no,
of the
they're
game
not. You know that. If you're gonna call the show and talk with me, you need to be totally honest. We know that grand juries are not always right on, and many, many grand jury cases like this don't work their way through the courts. They don't work out well.
Well, yeah, because people will settle.
It couldn't be because in the grand jury, only one side gets to speak. Only one side gets to present evidence, right? Not because of that.
What I raised was that Donald Trump, if you've noticed, if you've been paying attention to this case, Donald Trump does not have people that are going to defend him, right?
No, he does, but go ahead.
No, they don't. Anybody okay. that's going to defend him is people who were participating in the crime, right?
Right. Yes, of course. Let me ask you a question, Dave. Let me turn this on you for a minute. I want you to say to the public listening that the Biden family is upright, that they've done nothing wrong, no money has changed hands improperly, and Hunter Biden is the smartest, most stellar person you know.
I'm not going to say that.
Because
and again, you're trying to change the subject. Of course.
No. I just mean you can't sit there and throw stones and tell me how bad Trump is. What exactly did he do?
Right? Did Jimmy do it? Does Johnny get to do it?
Well, the Bidens get to do it all, and they don't even get looked at.
You're a liar. And you're
Biden?
Up to
oh,
crime.
I so much agree
you're,
with you that he's a liar.
Crime.
I'm going to play a clip
crime,
of him
Joe.
Being a liar.
Soft
anyway.
On crime, Joe.
We'll catch up with you later. You're right. Joey B is soft on crime. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, then you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Just get informed, please. It'd make life so much easier. Well, since we had a Biden lover on, it's funny how a lot of Democrats do that. You can't ask them any question about Biden. They won't really answer it. They'll push it back on Trump. I don't care. I think it's hilarious what they do. You know, when I took parenting classes a long time ago, I got four kids, and we took parenting classes, Timmy and I. And it was hilarious because one of the things that we learned in the parenting class is that kids will push blame off onto other kids. So you might have, we have four kids. So when you're talking with them, and we noticed a pattern. And when the woman said to us, look, they will say to you as you're correcting them, they go, Yeah, but Frankie did this last week, and you didn't say anything to him. Well, what we learned was we're not talking about Frankie, we're talking about you. Okay? And that action is wrong, whether it's you or Frankie or Sammy or whoever. It's wrong. But what I love is when I get Democrats who write me or email me or call, and then when they tell me something that Trump has done wrong, or any Republican for that matter, and yet they'll let slide what their own party people are doing. It's almost like if you have a if you're a registered Democrat, it's like a card to get away with anything. You're not allowed to be challenged or called out on anything. It's not right. It's fun to listen to, but it ain't right. They want to talk about how great the economy is, but over a quarter of U.S. adults are, what do they call it, food insecure, right? And you know, it's jumped quite that, like 7% from last year. Well, Trump wasn't president last year. He's not president this year either. These people are making choices between gas, which has skyrocketed again. Nobody's paying attention. How rents have increased, groceries have increased, and they're making decisions as to how much gas they can put in their car or not put in their car. How much food you get to eat or don't get to eat. Right? I mean, just truly just nuts. The amount of food stamps people, this is what I don't understand. If the economy's doing so well, then why is the amount of food people at a record high? People receiving food stamps. Doesn't make sense, does it? And it's almost 20% higher than it was prior to the pandemic. Prior to. Right? Egg prices have gone up over, I mean, staples. Egg prices have gone up over 60%. Isn't that amazing? And now it's going to get worse. Food insecurity is going to get worse here soon. More than 30 states, because of what's been cut to them, they're now cutting food stamp benefits. Right? Because the government can only give them so. You see, we were never meant to do this. This was not supposed to happen this way. In days of old, your neighbors took care of you. Your family took care of you. Your church took care of you. But they wouldn't allow that to happen anymore. They wouldn't even allow the church in San Diego. There was a church that were feeding not just homeless people, but people that were in need for food. And they stopped them from doing it. Because it was terrible, terrible, just terrible. Why would anybody do that? It's just amazing to me. So, since we're on the Joey B. bandwagon, or I'm having fun with it anyway, I don't know about you guys. But, you know, you got Joe Biden. Mr., you know, integrity, he never lies, never, you know, none of that stuff. Somebody, you know, brought up the question is, how did he lose, or why did he have to get out of one of his elections? I think it was the first one, right? Why? Because of plagiarism. Because he lied. Right? Mr. Integrity lied. Just amazing. Take a listen. Will this work? I hope so.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
In 1987, Joe Biden claimed that he marched in the civil rights movement. Really?
When I was 17 years old, like many of you, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate the restaurants and movie houses of Wilmington, Delaware.
I came out of the civil rights movement. I was one of those guys that sat in and marched and all that stuff.
Problem is, a few months later, Biden had to disavow the claim right before dropping out of the presidential race. Why? Because he's a liar. And he got caught lying.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out.
Now, think about that. Right? If a Republican did this, it'd be, I was involved in what they, he's separating them out, what they were thinking, what they were saying. Who's they?
Marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
But he said he was. Interesting.
I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city.
You know, he, what was it, 20 years later? When he was running with Obama, right? He started making the same claims again. So he had already been caught. He already had to apologize. And he comes back and does it again. Alzheimer's? Or he's just such a compulsive liar he can't control himself? Seriously.
You know, when I was a teenager in Delaware, for real, I got involved in the civil rights movement. We have the...
Now, this is 2020. This is decades later. Like I said, is he just that dull? Does he not know?
The 8th largest black population in America. Most people don't know that. And I'd go to 8 o'clock mass, then I'd go to Reverend Herring's church where we'd meet in order to organize and figure where we were going to go, whether we were going to desegregate the Rialto movie theater, what we were going to do. I got my education for real in the black church.
Yeah, we found out that might not have been so true either.
And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact. But I got my education, Reverend Doc, in the black church. Not a joke. Because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we'd do it through the black church.
I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement.
Oh, I got a lot more of this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. It's likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyers responded this week claiming that order violates the First Amendment. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say one person has turned themselves in connection to a brawl at a river dock. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert says two more suspects were expected to surrender soon.
We have instructed those individuals to turn themselves into law enforcement.
The brawl that went viral on social media reportedly was the result of a dispute between a black riverboat co-captain and a group of white men who police say may have refused to move for the black man. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, truly a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate the time you spend in the chat room, texting me or, you know, sending me emails. Always great. And, again, I do appreciate the time. All right. Having some fun with the I love when people not just call. They'll write me. They respond to the emails. By the way, you need to sign up for the email blast program that is, up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. But I love when they respond with how bad Trump is, how, you know, what a liar he is, what a fraud he is, all of that. And then I sit here and I just say to myself, really? Seriously? Have you not heard Joe Biden in the last 50 years of his life? Well, I mean, there isn't a year go by that this guy doesn't do one hellacious lie after another. So here he is, he's talking about how, you know, and again, he got caught in all these lies. He pretty much apologized for all of them. And then he turns around and he does it a couple decades later. Same lies. Like we've forgotten. Take a listen. Here he goes again.
Church, I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives coming out of black churches on Sunday, figuring how we were going to move.
I just want to know how the black community listens to this man, knowing about some of the things he talked about when he was younger. When he was in the Senate, I mean, he was older. I mean, again, when he was in the Senate. And he was a racist then. You just listen to what he said. He was a racist then. Didn't want kids possibly in the black jungle. What the heck does that mean?
In October, I was invited to the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis to receive the Freedom Award. A thing when I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out. And
So when Trump said, where's my African-American friend, they went crazy. So this guy's talking about black church, where's my two Jewish rabbis. It's almost like he's at a smorgasbord, he's going to pick what he wants, right?
Desegregate movie theaters in Delaware. I never, ever thought in my life I would be worthy of, and I'm still not sure I'm worthy of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not worthy of it, but we'll leave it at that. I can't stand it. I truly love how this guy can tell all kinds of stories, right? And all kinds of lies, gets caught, and they give him a pass. If it was Trump, Trump's family, a Republican, it would be a 7x24 news report. And you all know that's true. But you got to go check it. Seriously, go check it out online, because I don't want you guys just to...
For about $1 a day, this new company will ship you...
Yeah, I don't want you guys just to believe me, right? Because somebody's going to say, oh, no, he lies all the time, whatever. But I want you to hear... Oh, okay, we don't got enough time for this. Yeah, I can pull this off. I'm going to do this again. Because I'm so tired of the garbage that they feed us. And you guys buy it and believe it. All right, so this is him. We've got to go about 2 minutes. This is the plagiarism that ended Joe Biden's presidential campaign of 1988. And sweet Jesus, thank God he didn't get in then.
Condition of our society cannot measure the health of our children, the quality of our education, the joy of their play.
That the gross national product does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education.
In case some of you don't recognize the voice, that's Robert Kennedy Sr. So Joe Biden is stealing from others. He never ever says that, you know, in the immortal words of Robert Kennedy. No.
For the joy of their play.
Let us pledge that our generation of Americans will pay any price, bear any burden, accept any challenge and meet any hardship to secure the blessings of prosperity and the promise of opportunity for our children.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship.
Stealing from the Kennedys, which is interesting, but that's John Kennedy. He's now taking words from John Kennedy.
Support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
Why am I the first Kinect in 1,000 generations?
So now he's stolen a speech from a British Labour Party leader. You know, again, I'm only doing this because this is a man of integrity to the Democrats. He's not a liar. Right? He's a man of integrity and I'm going to go throw up.
To be able to get the university.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
No, it's not because they weren't as smart. It's not because they didn't work as hard. It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
Does anybody really think that they didn't get what we had because they didn't have the talent or the strength or the endurance or the commitment? Of course not. It was because there was no platform upon which they could
stand. But hey, Joe is a man of integrity. No matter who he steals from, he's a man of integrity. This is why these people are so confusing. The truth doesn't mean anything to them. I don't even think truth has a definition. And if it does, I'm not so sure they know what it is. And he's been called out on these things before. No, he really has. He's been called out on these lies. He's retracted them. Shut up. Don't say anything. So, again, I play these because I am tired of people calling, writing, telling me what an upstanding person he is. Anyway, all right, let's have some other fun. The atheists now say, hey, 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 hey. Nope, nope, we're not praying. There's no praying in schools. Starting in July, a community was encouraged to pray for something specific in the district. On July 6th, they all prayed for the Burnett High School, the food service staff, members of the church, members of the school, and so on. On August 16th, the first day of school, the citizens, again, were asked to pray for the safety and the wisdom of the student. Now, Jefferson had put out, I think it's 24. It's either 22 or 24. One of you guys can check me out. Proclamations for statewide prayer and fasting. Yeah, you heard me. Statewide. Okay? For a man who wanted a separation of church and state, he didn't understand what that meant. Thanking the Almighty for the blessings that we had. Look them up. Anyway, the school leaders had no idea that the prayer would trigger such a bunch of crazies to come out. The Freedom for Religion freaks, and I call them that because it's like they go into towns where they weren't invited, weren't asked, and they'll see a cross on the side of the road where maybe a kid got killed or something happened. Or maybe it's a cross honoring the vets. It's been up for 100 years. They got to fight it. They got to fight it. Got to keep you from seeing it because, I don't know, you might get an idea to be good, wholesome, moral. I don't know. Right? They are truly a Wisconsin-based gang of atheists. Now, they call themselves atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers. I don't know how you say it's free thinkers. They really believe that from a religious standpoint or from a Christian standpoint, we aren't free thinkers. It shows you what they don't know about what we believe. So I'm going to see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. You know, we're talking a little bit about the atheists that really are trying to force the school district, not even so much to stop praying, if you would, but stop even asking kids to stop praying. Asking communities to stop praying. They don't even live there. It's like, can you just leave everybody else alone and go on your own way? They're going to save you from yourselves. They're going to save you from believing in a higher power. Oh my God, that's so bad. Right? They sent a letter saying a school district does not need to pray for their students and staff. It needs to focus instead on providing a secular education free from religious indoctrination. Yeah, well, our founding fathers would probably not feel the same way. Right? I mean, seriously. I would have kept the prayers. I would have got. And remember, it's not the school giving them the prayer. Right? Asking people to pray for the safety of teachers and students, well, that's terrible, isn't it? Right? Praying for kids to have a good school experience, a safe school experience, are they for real? And how again, is this a problem? Look, I'm not the most well-versed in this stuff, and I would love to have a communication, I'll put it that way, with these people. Because for them, this is an emotional thing. Right? For them, this has everything to do with you're indoctrinating the kids into religion. We can indoctrinate them in everything else, you know, sexual orientation, sexual lifestyles, transgenderism. That's all fine, well, and okay. But this is a different story altogether, right? And if you don't think we're in an upside-down world right now, right? Look, some of you guys were talking about this the other night in Stockton, right, where the two 7-Eleven employees beat up the guy that was trying to steal cigarettes. And he wasn't just trying to steal cigarettes from them. He actually threatened to shoot them. Now, whether he had a gun or not, nobody knows. I don't remember seeing it. You know, but they held him on the floor, and they beat the crud out of him, right? 7-Eleven employees. They probably just had it. You would think at this point the police would be looking for this guy, right? Because he left. He left the place. Didn't leave in an ambulance or anything. And when you look at the law here in California, you can get away with just about anything. No, really. They're not going to. These guys, or the guy doing all the stealing and the theft, probably nothing will happen to him even if they do find him, right? And what I love, is again, he's in there. When he's leaving, he's asking them for a drink. And the only reason the police are even looking at this is because somebody complained and they saw it up online, blah, 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 blah. But the police won't even respond to this stuff. Right? Now, they're calling this vigilantism, but it's not vigilantism if you're protecting yourself. They didn't go out looking for this guy. They didn't chase him down the street and beat the crud out of him. They went into their business, tried to steal their property. Right? There's no police over there. They keep talking about that. You know, I guess there was a substation close by, but they've closed it down. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I say to you, they wonder why we just don't trust them. Why should we? They're not going to protect you guys. You guys have got to learn how to protect yourself. I don't care whether it's with a gun, a bat, a knife, whatever. You need to learn how to protect yourself. Because apparently, as you look around, nobody else is going to do that for you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Joey B's at it again. It turned into a Joey B hour. I did not have, I honestly did not have the intention for that to happen. But did anybody, see, I missed this. I did not know that the Grand Canyon is one of the 9 wonders of the world. And, take a listen to Joey B at it again. Well, you know this is not going to work the first time. Yes, he never does. But I guess Joe was giving a speech. You know, he's talking about giving over 30% of the land that the feds have that they shouldn't have, that they've taken from the states, right? And then and turning it into, you know, safe land where they're not going to build on it or anything else. How nice of him to do that.
Folks, It's not hyperbole to suggest that there is no national treasure, none that is grander than the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, one of the Earth's nine wonders, wonders of the world. Literally. Think of that. You know, it's amazing.
Seven.
Enduring symbol of America to the entire world. The first time I saw the Grand Canyon, years ago, I was a young senator. As I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral. That's what it reminded me of. It just is so magnificent.
Did he use the word God?
As a matter of fact, I said nine. It's one of the seven wonders of the world.
Oh, see, somebody was sitting there out in the crowd going, chill, stop it. No, it's only seven. I mean, come on, seriously. 855-ROAD Show. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I don't know. It's hard for me to do some of these stories because I don't know these people. Right? I don't know of them. I don't understand them. Whatever. And the artist, Neo, right? He was behind this whole controversy where he came out against the transgender stuff. Now, he didn't come out against transgender people. He simply said, you know, basically, I don't understand it. I don't understand how you can let a 8-year-old make decisions, life-altering decisions. I mean, the guy sounds like, you know, he's got two brain cells to rub together. So when you sit there, and they're all upset with him, you know, the rest of the world's upset at him for saying something like this, and then he's on a podcast where he doubled down on what he believed to be true, which was pretty cool. Glad to hear it. Glad that he had the guts to say something. A lot of these guys won't say anything. Afraid of their careers. Anyhow. But apparently his publicist came out and kind of made an apology for him. That, you know, he didn't mean anything by it. We pull it back. It came out all wrong. Blah, 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 blah. But the beauty behind the whole thing is, no. Then the singer came back out after that and said, hey. I didn't tell him to say that. I didn't tell my publicist did not have my permission to come out here and apologize. I have nothing to apologize for. Right? Now, some people believe, again, it already went like wildfire. You know, for that he was apologizing. And in all reality, it was his publicist. I got to give him credit for coming out and saying, no, my publicist doesn't speak for me. I'm not having it. So just great. And some places put it up as he was taking back his apology. Well, he never apologized. This is why I say you can't let them set the narrative. Now, here's a guy I'd like to shake his hand. I don't probably like his music. I probably wouldn't understand his music. Now, he did say, and I have to give him credit for this, that he's going to educate himself on all these issues. He's not really well-educated in them, but what he does know from a common-sense standpoint is that a 5-, 6-, 7-year-old should not be making decisions, life-altering, life-changing, never to come back from decisions. So, God bless him. So, I'm your host. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me tomorrow.